Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So apparently, producer Dan has pulled some audio from yesterday's show where my wife joined us to talk about a little bit of a fail with our 18th wedding anniversary.
A little bit.
It was a little bit of a fail. We generally don't do gifts like anniversary, Valentine's Day. Well, here, I'll play the audio. I don't even know what you pulled. This was from yesterday's show with my wife, Lana, on. And I had a couple of cards for Lana. I always do two, a funny one and a serious one. And then Lana had a card for me, and Lana had a gift for me.
Oh, there it is. Okay. Yeah.
Are you trying to tell me you walked into an anniversary dinner with nothing in your pocket?
Not a thing.
In my defense.
It's okay.
There isn't one.
And all I can do is just laugh.
Why did she turn into Vincent Price with
that
laugh?
That laugh was amazing.
She's laughing through the pain that she got you an anniversary gift and you didn't.
And what is this other audio, Dan?
Well, this is where you start to defend yourself about how good of a gift giver you are, and we make some valid points.
It doesn't
points.
Go well.
Get a gift, I'm a good gift giver, though.
Didn't you get her a microwave one time?
Yep.
Mr. Great Gift Giver?
What are you doing? Why do you guys hate me?
There are times that when you have really bombed it, though, you know, like when you gave me a Tiffany box cake, which I totally thought was going to have a ring inside of it, that sends all the signals of, like, I'm about to get engaged, and nope, it was just a cake. Or the time that you gave me an appliance for a birthday gift and or a spice rack for a Christmas gift. So, you know, getting no gift is way better than getting an appliance.
I forgot about the spice rack for Christmas.
Yeah. It was like a spice rack.
It was a nice spice rack. It rotated in everything.
We rest our case.
It was very fancy.
We rest our case.
Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Again, I'm doing this segment under protest, Kennedy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have enough evidence that you shouldn't be, but that's fine.
What did you get that you think was an awful gift?
So I was 7.5 months pregnant. My birthday is Christmas Eve, so I got kind of a combined gift, which is okay the older you get. However, it was a pair of sneakers from my now ex-husband in case I wanted to get back into shape.
Jeez almighty.
You hadn't even had the baby yet.
And first of all, no, combined gifts, not okay. Birthday, Christmas, separate entities. Full stop.
Also, wow.
Also, glad you ain't with that man no more.
The audacity.
The audacity.
100%. Yep, and it was our second daughter, so was, you know, over the pregnancy at that point, too.
Oh, my gosh. That is so awful.
Well, I hope you have found someone who gets you two gifts that aren't jerk gifts.
That's right.
I have found an amazing human.
Oh,
so.
I'm so happy.
We love a happy ending.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you.
Liz from Plainville, what did you get?
I got for Valentine's Day a book by Dr. Laura called The Care and Feeding of Husbands. And there was also another book with it, which was like basically a NASCAR photo book.
You a big NASCAR fan?
We were at the time, to his credit.
Okay.
And I do have a lot of really good gifts, but that one just...
I'm sorry. What was the title of the book?
The Care and Feeding of Husbands by the evil radio host, Dr. Laura. Do you remember her?
Yes. Oh, honey, I would have burned the book immediately. Again, the audacity.
Oh.
Can you not care for yourself, man?
I would assume that came out in like the 50s, the Care and Feeding of Husbands.
No, it's making a comeback, right? Dan.
All right, thanks, Liz.
Thanks so much.
Talk to you later. Landis from Natick, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what was the gift?
The gift was like not a gift. So 50th birthday, we walk around the city, but my husband's like all excited and he's building this up. We need to be somewhere by 4. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, like I know I said I don't want a surprise, but maybe he actually gathered all of our friends together. It is my 50th, kind of worth doing a big deal. And so now we're rushing to be somewhere for four. And when we arrive, it's just simply dinner reservations the moment the restaurant opens because he waited to the last minute to make dinner reservations.
So you had to go at 4 o'clock.
It was that or 10:30, Carson.
Well, Lena, you're 50 now. Don't you want to start eating dinner at 4?
You watch your mouth.
Thank you, Kennedy. Absolutely. And to be perfectly honest, I'm totally fine with an early dinner, but come on now.
Yeah, show a little effort.
Are you still with the man?
Yeah.
Does he know how lucky he is?
Do you know how long that pause was?
Could have driven a truck right through it.
Thanks for calling in, Lena. Have a great day.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Are you?
Oh, that's just funny.
That's just good stuff right there.
At least from your blunder, we have this great segment.
617-655-1234.
I am hornswoggled at those calls.
I could have done a lot worse, I guess. I should feel better about myself.
If you've got Lana a book called The Care and Feeding of Husbands, you'd be murdered.
We'd never see him again.
You would be on the news.
She would call me and say, I've got a favor.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.